So we're going to study that in more detail. Alright. So the most important feature of CFD, which we could actually maybe we don't really need to go into a great deal of detail, is the number of variables and roughly the structure of the equations. So the first four variables, which are relatively, the first key difference between CFD and Laplace's equation and this is a difference we've hinted at already in the class, is that each grid point, we're going to use finite difference or something we haven't quite discussed yet, finite elements. And the key difference between the model equations we solved and CFD is that CFD will turn out to have five variables defined at each grid point. One of them is going to be energy, which we'll come to later. The first four are very simple. They are density, the fluid density. Obviously, that intuitively is an interesting variable. And the other one is the fluid velocity. And as the fluid is running around in three dimensions, the fluid velocity is three variables. So at every point on your on your grid, you're going to turn out, if you do proper CFD, you'll have, maybe full CFD, you'll have five unknowns to be solved for, not one. And it will turn out that if you look at the property, that will have a lot of impact on things like performance, because you will find that because there are more components there, the amount of computation is actually grows more than linearly in the number of components. It tends to grow quadratically in the number of components, whereas the amount of communication grows linearly in the number of components. So the typical compute communication ratios are much better for CFD than they are for Laplace's equation. So that's an interesting property of real problems. But the complexity of real problems actually makes their parallel performance better. It makes them run slower, but that slowness corresponds to more computing, and the computing goes up more than the communication. So it's reasonably important to understand that. So we don't need to discuss these equations in detail. The first four equations are relatively straightforward. The first equation, the so-called continuity equation, basically says that describes the time dependence of the density, and it says that if I'm sitting at if I look at the time dependence of a density at any one point, it changes for two reasons. One, because the density itself changes, and the other because the fluid volume actually moves, because the particles are moving. And so they'll move to a different region of space where the density is different. So we do not need to study that analysis in detail.